Intellectual Intimacy, the podcast. This is your host, Cabrina McLean. Join me as I have deep and provocative conversations with extraordinary people from all walks of life.
Welcome to our Political Prodigies series. This is episode 3. During episode 2, you got to meet Joy, age 15, from Michigan. She's on track to be a lawyer by the age of 23. Please, go back and listen to her story. And on this episode, you'll meet Allison, age 13, from Pennsylvania. Allison has a different perspective on how the coronavirus is impacting her school, her life, and her future. Listen in as I have my conversation with Allison. Don't forget to like our podcast and subscribe.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for your time. I want to start by introducing you to the audience. So can you give us your first name only, your age, and the state you live in?
All right. My name is Allison. I'm 13, and I live in Pennsylvania.
Fantastic. Thank you, Allison. What I'd like to learn from you is how the current state of what's happening in the world with coronavirus, how it's impacting your education. So I want to start by asking you, are you learning virtually or are you in school?
I'm doing a hybrid program. So 2 days I am in school and then 3 days I am out of school doing a virtual.
Oh, that's interesting. Very interesting. Okay. With that said, do you feel like you're still getting the same level of education that you received last year or, you know, in prior years?
No, I really don't.
Tell me why. Yes.
Yeah, I think that this year we really aren't getting what we normally would get with the social distancing. We won't be doing much group work with the whole, we have to sanitize everything. We won't be seeing our friends. We won't be getting, you know, we won't be getting the materials we need all of the time. It's just hard to provide things, I'm assuming, with all of this going on. You have to sanitize everything and you have to make sure everyone's clean and make sure everyone's doing this and that. And it's confusing. And some of the parents, they're trying to get us to go full time, but we really can't. And, of course, the limitations with the people on Zoom and the limitations with the people in class, just going to be really hard to give us the full education we need.
Wow. Thanks for sharing that. You're the first person that I've been able to have this conversation with, so you're teaching me a lot. So I'd like to know, when you're in school, how are you guys, like, sitting? You know, are you sitting 6 feet apart? Are you wearing masks, not wearing masks? What does that look like?
We are sitting 6 feet apart, and we are wearing masks. But in the classes that I have, there's only 5 to 6 students in a room, including my choir class, which were spread 12 feet apart in the auditorium, because when you're singing, you're projecting even more viruses and bacteria than you normally would be talking or just breathing. So that's pretty interesting. Of course, wearing masks. Teachers are wearing masks. The only time we are allowed to take off our masks is when we're actively eating or drinking. If we're not, we have to put them back on.
Oh, wow.
There, in one class, well, actually a lot of my classes, there's one student who sits next to me, and they seem to not like wearing their mask, and they take it off, and they hide themselves from the teacher, to sort of, you know, show that I'm totally wearing a mask, but you don't need to see it. And then when the teacher sees them, they say something about it, and they say, hey, you really need to put your mask back on. But I saw it long before the teacher's seen it.
Mm.
And they don't think, I don't think it's my authority to say something about it. But of course, that could be because of the stereotypes we put on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, the teacher is in power, of course, but
mm-hmm.
now that I'm listening to myself talk, it doesn't really seem like there's any reason why I can't say something about it or can't speak up.
Hmm. You're probably not the only person in this situation. Tough to hold peers accountable for their actions. That's a hard thing to do. So I think that's probably something that the administrators did not think about, because, of course, this is probably happening on all levels. What grade are you in?
I'm in eighth grade.
I see. Okay, thanks for sharing that. When you're learning virtually, what does that look like? Can you teach us? Go ahead.
Yeah. So what the teachers have when we're learning virtually, we have synchronous time, which is when we are on Zoom class, and then asynchronous time, which is when we're off of our classes and we're getting done assignments that we get to do in class. And then they teach us a lesson in the Zoom, and then they give us our assignments, they make sure it's posted virtually, and then they send us off to do our work. And it's, I can tell for the teachers it's kind of tough, because now everything is virtual, and some of the teachers don't really have the tech skills to do that, and yes, they haven't admitted it.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, when you say the tech skills, what do you mean?
Like, they don't know how to navigate the virtual world, because a lot of my teachers, they like to do paper assignments.
Yeah.
They like to have us, they don't normally do anything virtual unless it's a quiz, because then the system will automatically grade it, especially if it's a large quiz.
Mm-hmm.
So some of them are not really tech savvy, especially a choir teacher, because in choir, you don't need your computer at all. You just have your music. And without having like a paper copy of the music and just like physical copies with the music, it's really not easy, because then you're trying to learn a song through a computer most of the time.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. Okay, and you're teaching me a lot today, so thank you. It's hybrid, so you're in school some days, virtual classes other days. You know, you've mentioned that the learning is a little fractured, right? Because you're distracted by making sure everything's cleaned and making sure that everybody's wearing masks.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're thinking about your future. Did you have something on your mind regarding that you just want to talk to me about before I ask you a question?
No, ask me.
Okay. You're thinking about your future, and you're probably thinking about colleges and that you want to attend and your next level of education. Are you feeling optimistic about your college options and your next steps in your education, or are you a little concerned?
I think I have to try to be optimistic, but yes, I am concerned. Because going into my freshman year, and maybe even into my sophomore year, I think we might still be doing this hybrid virtual thing. And I don't know if it's going to give me the education that I need to get into the colleges I want to go to.
Okay.
Because of the way that they're doing it. Of course, in the years that come, they could get a lot better at doing this virtual thing. But the next year, that's when the colleges are going to be really looking at my performance.
Mm.
And I personally do not like this program, but of course, I am not 100% against it, and I'm not going to argue with the decision of the school board. It is what it is, and I trust their judgment.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. I think we're going to need to work in more of an actual school program, like an in-school program, instead of 2 days in school and 2 days or 3 days out of school. I feel like it would make more sense if we started to work in more days of being in school, because we can't continue like this forever.
Mhm. Mhm. Can you tell me when it comes to the current state law, if you know it, in Pennsylvania, are businesses closed? So which businesses are closed? Because I'm just trying to learn why the school system is hybrid, and then you have some businesses that are closed. So
yeah. We do have some businesses that are closed, and yes, they are small businesses, but some people just, like, they're taking it very drastically, and they're getting angry, and I understand that. I'm kind of upset, too, but we have to take it how it is. We have to take it almost worst-case scenario, and we have to keep our distance. We have to make sure that we're supporting these small businesses, but we don't necessarily have to go out to eat every night.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who are angry about this and who are trying to go out to eat every night to support their small businesses are the parents who are weighing the decisions of the school board. And the last decision was, are we going to do the same program for 2 weeks into our next holiday break? Because a lot of people were traveling for Thanksgiving, and we don't know who's been traveling. I know I haven't, but they want us to be safe. And they had made a decision. They said, no, we're just going to keep it virtual because we don't want any spikes. We don't want anyone to spread it. And then a lot of parents came in and they said, well, why can't we just do it for 1 week? And the superintendent said, well, that pretty much defeats the purpose because of the whole quarantine for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So they just decided, you know what, to keep everyone happy, we're going to just keep doing what we're doing. And some of my friends, their parents decided that they're not going back. They're going to keep them virtual no matter what the decision was. And I am going back, but depending on the situation and if I feel like I'm safe, I might request to be taken back, and I would do virtual. Because it's not really about if I want to see my friends and say hi every day. It's about my safety. It's about it's about everyone's safety. It's about if I don't think I'm safe in this environment, I should be able to decide what I want to do.
That's so powerful. Mm-hmm.
Some parents who, in the first place, never let their kids go back to school. And I heard some of those children who were being held back from their parents were my friends, and they told me, well, I really did want to go back to school. Of course, cases were rising, but I think I could handle it. I think I know when enough is enough, and that's how I feel. I feel like I know when enough is enough, and that I should be able to say, hey, I don't want to go back anymore. And that sort of ties in with the whole authority thing earlier. Should I be able to say when enough is enough and that person should put their mask back on? Yes, I should be. But something is holding me back from saying that. And I feel so tempted and, you know, persuaded to listen to the directions that my superiors give me, that I don't even control myself anymore.
Wow, Allison. Something that we're not considering is everyone that's going to school now, your voice is not heard at all. So whether you agree or disagree with a life decision, you really don't have an opinion. I'm not saying you, just in general, right? I think that we need some type of town hall or some type of forum to have children like yourself at least express how you're feeling. What you just shared with, it was just really, wow, what you hear in my voice is like, I love that you're sharing your point of view with me today, because I think that more people need to hear this. Great job sharing that. Thank you. If you could, what would you do to really help solve the problem of how COVID's impacting your education?
I would try to take the opinions of the people who would be impacted by it the most. For example, the teachers and the students and the staff. I wouldn't really be taking it from the parents, because the parents are the ones that wouldn't be really impacted by it at all. Of course, talking from their job situation, if they're in a job, their environment, but they don't know what the environment of the students or of the school is like. So I really want to ask some students their opinion instead of adults.
Got it. Allison, I have been so excited to get the chance to talk to you. And well done. You just did such a great job sharing your views and your message regarding how COVID is impacting your education. And I can't thank you enough. So I may reach out to you again. So I want you to think of another topic that we can talk about, okay? Because I love this, right? I love what you shared with us today. And, you know, finally, do you have any questions, thoughts, anything else to add?
No.
Okay. Well, it's really been great talking with you and listening to you. And as soon as this podcast is ready to post, I'll let you know, okay?
All right. It was a pleasure talking to you.
You as well. Great job, young lady. Thank you so much for your time.
Yes, of course.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.